joined online by Mr. Richard Clark, the Gila River Goat and Sheep Producers.
So Richard, I read something really interesting on your Facebook account, and this is basically you're giving a heads up or talking to your team of producers. The market's asked to price lambs at $1.75 a pound rather than a flat $150 for 70 pounds. So get those lambs up to 90 pounds for more dollars. I like that clarion call on behalf of your farmers.
The theory is you had to feed that ewe that produced that lamb for 5 months. So if you're not short on feed, raise a 90 pound to get your unit price up. Yeah, but I don't remember exactly where I left off, but before we started working together, we were getting an average of $55 a head. And sometimes you'd feed stuff a lot longer than you needed to, waiting for the opportunity to sell it. By working together as a group, and nobody knew what their stuff ought to sell for, how much or what the market was looking for, from the standpoint of, size and breed and stuff. By working together, we've gotten that price from $55 a head up to, $175 if you raise that, 100-pound lamb. And it doesn't take very long to raise them. And we sell, now we're able to sell by the pound on the hoof on our scales so that our buyers trust us to deliver them a quality product. And before our producers ever even breed their ewes or their does, they know what they're going to bring, price-wise, and they know what they need to raise them to, which is ideally between 60 and 100 pounds, because the markets that we sell to are selling whole and half carcass. They're not selling lamb chops. So they don't want them too big because then they get too expensive.
Sure. So, and you mentioned the two of the specialty meat markets in Tucson is Caravan and Muir, M-U-R. Is that how?
That's it. Oh, it's N-U-R, not M-U-R.
Oh, N-U-R. Okay. So, and we're just making sure we identify that for our listeners because we actually have a lot of listeners that love lamb right here in studio.
We had lamb just the other night.
Yes.
I mean, I love lamb. I just infuse it with a little, baste it on the barbecue with a little garlic butter and top it with a little rosemary and some of my favorite Cajun seasoning just to add that little bit of touch to it. And Jennifer and I love lamb.
Yeah. When I was growing up, the most, if there was something really special going on, it was roast leg of lamb. And
special occasion.
And so in our meat markets, as part of our marketing, I know one of the buyers asked us, I said, well, one of our customers asked about, is this stuff, do we use hormones and all that kind of stuff? And so we made up a poster to go in the meat markets that says it's basically a beautiful picture of a bunch of sheep on a nice green pasture with the hills behind it. And it says Gila River brand goat and lamb raised the old fashioned way with green grass, clear water, fresh air, and golden sunshine. No hormones, no antibiotics, no steroids. And it's brought to you by the families of the Gila River goat and sheep producers.
I like that.
And looking at those two markets, both Caravan, it's on Country Club, north of Glen, and then Newer is on Speedway between Country Club and Alvernon on the north side of the road. Both of those are both meat market and restaurants. It's like a combination, kind of like Guido's at Scottsdale and Shade, the Italian meat market and sandwich shop. Great, great lunch. Both of these are both a market and a restaurant.
And I will confess, I've never had goat. How would you fix goat?
Well, goat actually is supposedly, I believe it's like the first domesticated livestock. And it is the most consumed red meat in the world.
I'll be darned.
Because I think, well, and it's lean. It's very lean, so it's leaner than turkey. If you're worried about fat and saturated fats, why goat's a great product. So how to produce? Because it's not filled with a lot of fat, you want to cook it kind of slow. And to us, it's best. Not more than a year old. As they get older, they develop more flavor. And for beef eaters, just the flavor gets too intense. If you're from the Caribbean islands and down in there, why then you like old goats because you like that extra flavor.
I'm going to have to try.
Properly, it's absolutely delicious.
I'll have to try.
So obviously you test taste your own product, it sounds like. Do you have any special recipes even on the lamb? We might need, if you do, Richard, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here live on air because if you don't have one, but if you do have some recipes or even some of your other producers, we're going to have to get those for you because I'm convinced I don't have as many lamb and I certainly don't have very many chevron or goat recipes on Fill Your Plate.
Well, you know, the internet's full of recipes, so it's pretty easy to find, something.
Well, that was a good comeback.
We were looking for your personal touch here.
But you,
personally, I'm an eater, not a fixer. So, that's a question for my wife.
I already heard her correct you once a minute ago with the newer restaurant, the N, not the M. Do you need to hand the phone over to her to share recipes?
Yeah. Well, she's here so that she can tell me to be quiet if I get carried away.
Yeah.
I frequently get on a talking stream and may go tearing off into left field.
Well, for our Phoenix Metro listeners, and I think I did mention it earlier that you and your partners, I think there's about 10 of them in the group, have talked about there's the possibility of expanding to the Phoenix market. But what would you have to do to that? Would it be not only bringing in more partners to the Gila River Goat and Lamb Company, or is it just scaling? I know in some instances, but sometimes it's a little bit harder to scale the size of the herd that you manage currently just because of constraints with pasture and stuff like that.
Well, when we first started, this was the idea of, we started with two meat markets because you don't want just one customer. If things don't go well or they go out of business, all of a sudden you don't have a place to sell your product. So we've always kept, the minimum of two meat markets, and we've kept them happy enough to where they've always bought everything we can produce. So our major effort isn't in trying to find new outlets to purchase our product. Our main efforts have always been to recruit more producers to join the group, and the idea being, first we'll sell, we'll provide goat and lamb to Tucson because it's the closest to our to Wilcox Packing, which processes all of our meat.
And then when
we've conquered that market, then you expand into Phoenix, and when you conquered that, and then if you're out producing that market, then the next step is California. So our problem isn't where to sell our product. Our problem is just production, which is a great place to be, as a farmer.
It really is. But now I have to ask that question because we've been moving through this COVID-19 pandemic. Did the specialty meat markets caravan in Noor and Tucson, did they cut back? Has this impacted your producer group at all?
No, because we don't produce all that they would like. They're forced, I think, to buy, frozen lamb and stuff from Australia and New Zealand. They're very happy to take all we can produce, even during COVID-19.
Now, the 10 producers, are most of them in Greenlee, or are they scattered in different areas?
Well, they're scattered, but they all suffer from the same thing. They're a long ways from nowhere, or a long ways from everywhere. So they don't have, they're not selling off the farm. This is an organization that's good for people who are too far away from, you know, from big cities to be able to sell their stuff off the farm.
And speaking of recipes, listeners, test me if I've got this information wrong, but on Fill Your Plate, there I do believe we have a leg of lamb recipe from Carmen Azar. Their family were sheep ranchers and still are here in the state of Arizona.
Well, Mr. Richard Clark, we thank you for your taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us here at the Farm Fresh Hour, and appreciate sharing the information to help getting everyone educated a little bit on your niche of the agricultural industry.
You bet. We're glad to have the opportunity, and if anybody wants to start something like this where they are, feel free to give us a holler. You know, we're glad to help other people try to be successful as well.
And you know what? I'm actually going to get you in touch with a woman. Her name's escaping me, but she started Five Star Pest Control before selling it out of Tucson. Do you remember her name? I know I put you on the spot. It's going to hit me as soon as we go to break.
Shelby
sold the company. And I said, so what are you doing? She's like, I'm looking to buy a goat farm somewhere in the mountains.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have to connect
with Richard.